A three-day conference to mark the 50th anniversary of the European Union opened today in Rome under the sponsorship of the Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union. Charles Collins is there. Good evening, Charles.
Good evening, Rob. Well, right now at the conference, the President of Ireland, Mary McAleese, has just finished speaking. Earlier in the day, we also had the President of the European Parliament, Hansgert Pöttering. There are hundreds of participants, which is significant. The 50th anniversary of the European Union is being marked all over Europe, with the biggest celebrations happening in Germany, which currently holds the EU presidency. So the fact that so many leading European dignitaries have come here shows the strong interest in the topic. Rob?
What is the main purpose of the conference?
Well, the Commission of Bishops' Conferences, that is Comice, will be presenting a document to the Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi tomorrow called Values and Perspectives of Europe. This is similar to a document Comice commissioned called A Europe of Values, the Ethical Dimension of the European Union, which was released yesterday. This was written by 25 prominent Catholic Europeans who have been dubbed the Group of the Wise. One of them, Hungarian member of the European Parliament, Joseph Zaiser, told us more.
I think my job was to make sure that this document reflects that Europe is not just an economic community, but a community of values, and the tradition of fight against communism could be part of the common European values. I also wanted to make sure that this document reflects the embedded solidarity in which the richer members of the European Union are helping to catch up the new members in order to create really a unified Europe. The central value is obviously the deeply Christian value of human dignity. Human rights, civil liberties all come, originate themselves from this. Also the other value which I think is very closely embedded to Christianity is solidarity. These are the issues which I was very keen to make sure that this document which we were preparing for the 50th anniversary will be reflected, because these are the two basic cornerstones of the European construction.
Charles, can you tell us about the reaction to this document?
Well, the reaction has been mixed. The number one question being asked is, why are life issues, that is, issues like abortion, euthanasia, same-sex marriage, not being addressed in the document? This morning, the president of the Italian Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Angelo Bagnaschi, said that the Catholic Church's main concern for the EU is that the central ethic of the respect of the human person be emphasized. He said this means protecting life from conception to natural death. His remarks were echoed by the Holy See's Secretary of State for Relations with States, Dominique Berti, who spoke this afternoon. Right now, the committee is taking draft amendments for this message of Rome, and we'll see if there are any changes made to the document by tomorrow. Back to you, Rob.
Thank you very much for that report, Charles. That was Charles Collins reporting live from the meeting of the Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union.